Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The transhumanist theme. Singularitarians believe that this is the end of history that we're approaching and that they are in full control of humanity's mind and soul and genetics and developmental future.
The current, quote, COVID jabs connect into this very much, seriously much. So does transgenderism and this explosion of focus upon it in recent times, where it came out of nowhere and suddenly everywhere. The sperm counts that are plummeting catastrophically around the world come into this. And you put it all together, and what is going on, and I've been writing about this for a long time, is that what you might call human 1.0, the biological human that we know, is in the process of being replaced unless we intervene. By human 2.0, which is a much more synthetic version of human, very much concerned with connecting the human brain, the human body to artificial intelligence, so artificial intelligence becomes the human mind. Up to this point, they've had to control the mass population by control of perception through control of information and suppression of other information. But with the plan to connect the human brain to AI, the perceptions of humans are planned to come direct. No manipulation of information necessary, because you'll get your opinions direct. So you've got two things going on at the same time, which you would have in the situation I've just described. And the reason they're attacking the men and attacking the women and transgender is everything is because the human 2.0 is not meant to procreate. The species is meant to be, in the words of Aldous Huxley in Brave New World in 1932, decanted technologically and basically produced in a laboratory setting. And the technology that he described in Brave New World in 1932 is now being developed. It's now being produced and played out. So you don't need men and women anymore in this Brave New World of what I call the global cult that's behind all this. And this transgender explosion is not actually about transgender. The vast majority of people in that movement will think it's about them. They'll think it's about transgender. It's not. And the key activists driving this will know that. It's not about transgender. It's about no gender. The no gender human. The human 2.0.
And they just want to be able to mold the brains of the people to accept this nightmare future and to not resist it. Well, I'm here to tell you that I'm going to resist it. A lie doesn't become truth. Wrong doesn't become right. Evil doesn't become good just because it's accepted by a majority. And it's not been accepted by a majority. Wrong has not been accepted. Federal Court of Appeals temporarily blocks Biden's vaccine mandate. I was going to title the show The Permanent Emergency. The term permanent emergency is very important. Understand the rest of your life. Because fighting the Great Reset and the permanent emergency is the rest of your life. It's the number one thing governing you on this planet and your body and your health and your future and your money and your right to live your life as you see fit. Because the good times, ladies and gentlemen, are gone. All right, folks. It's Tuesday, November 16th, 2021, and we have got another incredible transmission lined up for you. And it all kicks off in T-minus 60 seconds. A bunch of surprise guests. It's just all over the top. Every second is precious.
I am a worldly person, meaning I like going to ball games. I like going to concerts. I like going to play golf. I like going out to dinner. I like the metropolitan life. I like everything that comes with this. But see, I have the survival instinct that is to get the hell out of Democrat-run cities, get the hell out of major metropolitan areas, because unless we change course soon, it's all crashing down. Is it time to just move out to the woods? Just time to go get a piece of property in the woods? Just get off grid? Just get the emergency food supplies? Just live off the land? That's the survival instinct. But see, the worldly part of me, that's still probably the majority part of me, says no. Stay in the city. The survival instinct says, get the hell out of anywhere that would ever notion that you need to get a vaccine or a mask. That's the internal struggle that my guess is a lot of you in the audience are facing as well. But you can at least have some comfort if you have the emergency food supplies. And so we have the best ones at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars!
Say there's a quickening happening on this planet is an understatement. Thank you for joining us on this live Tuesday, November 16th worldwide broadcast. Martial law is being rolled out across the planet. They never eased off in Australia. They only kept intensifying. That was a beta test. In Europe, they claimed they were going to back off the martial law, but they actually are accelerating that and announcing that if you want to be able to leave your house or have a job or travel in Europe, in the UK, in Australia, in Canada, that you have to have the injections. And it's the same thing now in blue cities like New York and, of course, states like California. Here's a London Guardian headline. Number 10 plans booster jab requirement for people to obtain COVID pass. And Boris Johnson, will play that clip here in a moment, just came out yesterday and said, things aren't going to be too easy on you if you don't do it. Same thing they're saying in Australia. It's all a incredibly evil, unified tyranny. For the world ID, the world social credit score. But more than that, I've got the reports right here. More than 200 prominent soccer players in the European leagues have had heart attacks and myocarditis. And quite a few have died. Same thing for tennis players. Same thing for hockey players over here. This is a real crisis. We've not seen those same statistics. We've seen an uptick, but nothing like it in the United States. And I've talked to a lot of professional athletes off record, both in MMA and the NFL. And I can tell you that their doctors are not giving it to them. They're just saying they've had it. And it's better to speak out and say no to it than do that, because later they're going to have vaccine blood tests, which they're already rolling out, try to force you and make sure you've done it. But yes, over a 60 times increase in pro sports adverse events since vaccines rolled out. An investigative journalist and billion-dollar company tech guru, Steve Kirsch, will be joining us to talk about some of those incredible numbers in the third hour today. Tim Pool's going to be on with us on Thursday now, but I'm going to be on with Tim Pool tonight for probably 3-4 hours on his show with some other Austin surprise guests. I'll just leave that up to you to guess, but it'll be a big internet event tonight at around 7 o'clock Central. So look for that. But let me tell you what's really huge and got me having butterflies right now. And I don't get butterflies a lot. I'm having really big ones today. Whew, I think a big war is about to start. Something big's about to go down. My spidey sense has never been this strong. It's like on fire right now. Woo! Talk about chills. Talk about hit of the stomach. Man, that is some That is some energy right there. There's some big stuff. You know, China's threatening war with the United States. The CIA says Russia is preparing to invade Ukraine, which I don't believe a word they say, but who knows. Putin saying that we need to fight a global satanic takeover. I mean, we are living in the Twilight Zone right now. But what is going to be airing tomorrow on the broadcast, and will also then be posted to band.video and freeworldnews.tv, is General Flynn and the interview I did with him Saturday. That is the essence of victory. If you want a battle plan to defeat the New World Order, this is it. So that's coming up tomorrow, but next segment we'll play a little clip from the hour-plus-long interview, and there's a second interview with him as well with Patrick Byrne and Joe Flynn, and so look for that on Thursday. Every day we're on air is extremely precious. Every day we're still on air, I do not take for granted. The power structure wants us off air, period. They've given orders to their minions to carry that out. But whatever happens to us, we are not victims. We knowingly knew what we were going into, and we stood up to this New World Order. And when everybody else runs for cover, InfoWars is going to be going straight into the fight. Wherever the main fight for liberty is happening, wherever the innocent are being persecuted, wherever children are being killed and poisoned, you can bet we're going to be there fighting for them, because that's what our soul and spirit commands us to do with extreme pleasure. I mean, I'm high as a kite fighting Satan. I mean, I would not be anywhere else. The more I fight tyranny, the more I face down evil, the more I don't back down, just the more the universe opens up to just things I could never even imagine. And it's a massive brain boost, ladies and gentlemen. An expansion of the soul, like Gnarls Barkley talks about going crazy, but he's really not going crazy, and just there's so much space, it just top of your head blows off, and it's just so amazing to be in the quiet place of the Most High. But it's somewhere I really want to stay. I get frustrated, I get mad, I get angry that the evil's getting away with so much, but at the same time, it's all part of God's plan. You just got to turn it over to God and trust in God. And then God is just an incredible, impregnable fortress. I'm going to stop talking about that. We're going to come back with the General Flynn clip. And then we've got Boris Johnson declaring unlimited shots. There'll just be new shots every few months. You'll just put in your body whatever the government says. You have no personal rights. Fauci's come out and said that as well. I mean, this is just the stuff of science fiction nightmares. And then the death numbers are just exploding in mainline reports from the CDC and FDA. They admit the massive heart attack increases. And so I just am blown away. We're going to try to judiciously get to every bit of this we can today and so much more. We're going to show you images of martial law in Europe that are pretty bone-chilling. Coming up next segment as well, we got a lot on the economy, a lot on Rittenhouse. A lot of leftist groups actually threatening to attack school boards so they don't keep critical race theory in. But, of course, the Justice Department doesn't have a word to say about that. That's all coming up and so much more. Separately, I have something extremely exciting to announce. Remember our best-selling tooth whitening toothpaste that people loved so much? Well, it's back, reformulated, and even better, even more concentrated. So it's like the equivalent of two tubes. Dr. Jones Naturals Super Coral Whitening Toothpaste. It was formerly known as Super Silver, but it's now known as Super Coral Whitening Toothpaste. And because the media was lying and saying that we claimed we had a COVID cure because it had some silver in it, we just removed the silver. Still amazing, extremely high quality. People loved it for its whitening properties, and so it's the same toothpaste, but it never really had fillers in it, but it had some things in it that weren't as good as what we augmented it with. So, Super Coral whitening toothpaste now in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And it doesn't have any of the fillers or any of the garbage. And it's got all these essential oils. And it really is incredible. People loved it. We haven't had it for over a year. And now it is back. Super Silver is now Super Coral. Fluoride free at InfoWarsStore.com. Or call toll free 888-253-3139. And while you're at it, get some of the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste with essential oils and mouthwash. Again, no fillers. Incredible high quality. Works amazingly well. Both of them are synergistic. InfoWarsStore.com. And we have the It's Time to Get Prepared Now mega sale that we're launching through Black Friday. This will run for about a week and a half or while supplies last. The InfoWars mega blowout sale. The InfoWars Store 2021 mega blowout sale has arrived. Guess what else is back in stock? Turbo Force, back in stock, 40% off plus free shipping and double Patriot points. Turbo Force, back. People are going to love that. All new Super Coral Whitening Toothpaste, back. Back is also Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 40% off. DNA Force Plus, 40% off. Living Defense, 50% off. Lung Cleanse, 50%.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Just make sure you're not on the wrong side of history. That's part of the song right here. Who do you think you are?
Come on now. Who do you think you are?
Who do you think you're in control?
Bless your soul. You really think you're in control?
Go ahead and try to play God, Glover. Let's see how far that gets you.
I think you're crazy.
When I was young, I always wanted to be those people out there on the edge fighting tyranny. And I'll remember. I want to be like them. And now we've got all these prominent people. All these prominent people now are coming out. Are realizing there's nothing left to lose but fight tyranny. We are being destroyed because we're not standing against evil. All right, let's go ahead, my friends, and go to this very important little short clip. That's from just the intro of the hour-long interview with General Flynn that we shot Saturday in San Antonio. It's in one of the little green rooms off where he was speaking to a crowd of 5,000 people. And we're also on Thursday. Got some other interviews I did and a speech I gave. That's going to be on Thursday, and it's very powerful as well with Patrick Byrd. But this is the interview that really, if people listen to it, will change the world. This is the battle plan of victory here. And Flynn just gets stronger and stronger as he goes. This is extremely presidential stuff. Here it is.
News today.
This is all about sort of a one world order that they're moving toward. And this is not a conspiracy theory, Alex. This is a conspiracy. And what we have to understand is that the big take is the United States of America. We're in this battle between really competing ideologies, and this is no kidding. And the competing ideologies is whether we're going to continue on as a democracy and a constitutional republic, or whether we're going to go become a communist country. My father was a World War II vet, and my mom, right? Thank God that she decided to have as many kids as she did. They handed my brothers and sisters on a silver platter a beautiful country. okay? I am not about to take that platter that I was given and turn it over to my children and my grandchildren as a communist country. Politically, people have to get active. When somebody says to me or somebody says to you around the Thanksgiving table here coming up, if you could afford the turkeys that might be on the shelves, and they say, well, I don't do that political thing. Politics is for whatever. Then you know what? Then you better not complain, because our entire lives right now, everybody, every American, their lives are wrapped around politics right now. If you don't think that something's changing, you don't feel the way I feel right now, you don't feel the way these 5,000 people out here feel, then something's wrong. What we're really facing is an attack or an assault on all of our basic rights. I mean, I think the real issue here in play is the attack on freedom of speech. You have this incredibly failed foreign policy by the Biden administration. You have, you know, more and more very clear evidence coming out about COVID and really the conspiracy behind COVID and some of the things that are happening with it. I applaud you for, it was one of your interviews 10 years ago, probably 10 years ago, may have been more than 10 years ago now, where you actually were talking about these issues and you covered it for quite a while, actually, at that time. And I think you got a lot of bashing by others in the media and by others around the world, because it was like, oh, this guy, Alex, he doesn't know what he's talking about. And lo and behold, here we are a decade later, and they have implemented this strategy, this Great Reset strategy.
The globalists have said in their white papers, in their own UN documents, that they want to create race-specific bioweapons and other systems to depopulate the planet. A lot of this, from my sources, is that they're preparing to release bioweapons, claim that they're naturally occurring, and then use that as the cover for civil emergency societal control, crackdowns on free speech. Obama put the internet kill switch in 5 years ago, and when he got confronted by Congress, he said, well, it's in case the bird flu or SARS gets out. Just type that in. CDC says internet kill switch is in case bird flu or SARS breaks out, and they have to control panic and direct every website in the U.S. to one government announcement. And we looked at every angle and believe a bioweapon release could be the thing they'd release to bring in a world government to counter a global problem. And the U.N. has said that a global pandemic is the only thing that may save their world government. We are back, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to go to break in 2 minutes. We got some long segments coming up, and I'm going to lay out the next phase of their takeover, which is now here, lockdown 2. And they're not going to call it a lockdown, but that's what it is, where if you don't have your injections, whatever the new injection handed down by Pfizer is through the UN, you will be locked up in your house to go bankrupt, and then you'll be taken to a camp. We have footage of this actually happening in Austria, in Australia. I know the two sound the same, but it's actually happening in both countries. And taking people away to camps. We have the footage of all this and more coming up next segment. And Boris Johnson announcing the UK is now going to implement it as well. And I have the London Guardian bragging about how wonderful it's all going to be. So living in denial is only going to let this take place. And so many people go, well, Jones, I'll just take a third, fourth, fifth, sixth shot. We're talking about 7 to 10 a year. And, of course, you submit to that, it'll be one a day or one an hour. I mean, they're going to do this till you just get used to getting injections that make you sterile and die. But the evidence is one shot super bad, two is incredibly horrible, three is just stratospheric problems. And they're just normalizing it, incremental. It's like putting a frog in the pot, turning the heat up slowly. That's exactly what they're doing. And they think we don't have a memory, they think we don't have common sense. It's really a big test. This is a Darwinistic IQ test. If you don't, I mean, hell, this woman was bragging to my wife yesterday how she's going to take her 7 and 10-year-old to get vaccinated yesterday. She's playing tennis with her, and she didn't even warn the lady. She said, well, it's just Darwinistic. She wants to kill her kids. And I said, honey, that's terrible. She said, look, she knows who I am. She knows who you are. She shot her mouth off before. She was just rubbing it in. So she wants to brain damage her kids. It's up to her. I don't think she has a right to hurt her children, but that's where we are. We'll be right back.
The CEO of Pfizer just came out and said that people talking bad about the vaccines are working for, quote, dark forces, that the FBI and CIA have been advising him on who these evil groups are. They know that all over the world, their poison shot is being banned by major governments. And Moderna's in trouble as well. They know that the people are starting to get wise to this depopulation agenda. In fact, evidence is starting to mount that the shots were supposed to be soft kill weapons, but they're so deadly they're killing a higher percentage up front. And so people are waking up. The weapons work a little too good. They're supposed to be silent weapons for quiet wars, but instead, they're making too big of a noise. But it's too late for them to turn back now. They're coming after our children. So it's up to us to protect our little children, or God will not look favorably on us. Remember, God is watching.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Thick of the fight to stand against the globalist and to energize the people to stand up and not be enslaved. And our mission is going well. You know, a lot of people look at the Republic and they see all the problems and the left trying to destroy it and bankrupt it. And then we think, hey, our country isn't so free. But then when you start to look around the world and you see how much more horrible those places are, I mean, most Africa is still locked down. Most of Latin America is still locked down. Most of the Caribbean is still partially locked down. Most of Asia is still locked down. Those governments are authoritarian run. They use this excuse. They jumped on board with the UN. They're doing it. And now you see, out of all the world, what Brazil is quasi-free, and the globalists are moving against them, and America's quasi-free, and they're moving against us. And you see that the Republican Party isn't totally on board with the New World Order, completely. And so we don't just throw all our support behind the Republican Party. No, we expose the Democratic Party as an outside globalist group destroying the nation. And the Republican Party, made up of neocons, is also allied with that, with the populists that are in the Republican Party that Trump rode into power on. Trump does not control those people. Trump is not the boss of those people. Trump rode to power on that populist movement that myself and many of you and Ron Paul and Rand Paul paved the way for. Now, Trump is able to energize the grassroots Republicans, and almost everybody out of 150-something races he's endorsed, he's only lost two. So I like Trump. I know Trump means well. I know Trump is, at many levels, fighting hard. And the globalists hated his guts because he actually tried to be the president. But it is also a issue with the fact that he's pigheaded. And then once he signed on to this poison vaccine, he will not admit he's wrong. And we've had Robert F. Kennedy talk about it. Some of the senators have talked about the trap that's been laid. I want to play those clips here in a moment. Where once you've committed as a doctor or a lawyer or a teacher or a business owner to forcing this garbage on people, or even a parent, a sign of weakness and a sign of a slave class is that they don't admit to their mistakes. Like, the left runs all these headlines all over the news every time I tell the story, which I've been telling on air for 28 years. Some of my first Access TV shows 28 years ago, I explained to people that I was a Christian, but that I wasn't a Bible thumper, and I wasn't judging people. And I explained how the left would control women and men that had taken part in abortions by saying, you're a sinner, you're going to hell, you killed a baby. And so they go, no, it's not a baby, screw you. And then they commit and harden their hearts instead of, hey, God will forgive you. You got set up, you got lied to, that was a human life. You know your heart deep down, you know it's true. Just ask God for forgiveness. The Holy Spirit will come into you, and you'll be freed of this weight of what you were involved in. I know I paid for quite a few abortions, and it literally cursed me, and I sought God's face and was repenting, not even about the abortions, just the darkness I was in. And God, literally, the Holy Spirit said, you need to say you're sorry to those children you killed, and you need to get on your knees, and you need to ask forgiveness. And I did, and that was taken away from me. And then God said, now, here's your mission. I was like 17 years old, and it hit me like a... Now, I got rid of that curse on you. Now you're going to go to work. And I was like, whoa, I just got struck by lightning. And that's what happened. They go, oh, he's a hypocrite. He's against abortion. And he admits he's done it. Well, it's like saying you committed a murder, which I did. I'm a murderer. But I didn't just beat my children. I didn't just cut my children up in pieces. I've pounded a few skulls in. And the issue is that I've repented of that. And then God said, well, there's going to be a price to pay. So I expect to be fed through a meat grinder. Well, that's what my little children, I got them chopped up, vacuum cleaned up, sold for body parts. I'm a sinner. I repent. I'm a bad person. I'm a killer. But I'll tell you something. God forgave me. And that's what this is all about. So I digress. Once they get you to go out and push the shots and all this garbage, the people are going to go into Stockholm syndrome when they figure out what they did. I mean, I see the articles everywhere. This talk show host had a heart attack at 35. This soccer player had a heart attack at 37. This football player had a heart attack at 24. But they still are proud they took the shot, and they plan on taking more shots. stacks of prominent dead people every day. I can't even read all their names out on air. A 66 times increase in myocarditis and heart attacks in young people. And I have in the stack today FDA.gov admissions by their panels saying they've got to put stronger warnings out. So wait, you tell us there's a strong warning for heart attack and then make us take it. It's like, you see on the package, this can make you have a heart attack or heart swelling or mess up your heart valves. It can be really dangerous. It's up to you whether you want to take it or not. But if you don't, we're going to make you homeless. Wow. So I know how sin works. And I know how once you've committed it, the devil puts pressure on you and uses the fact you have a conscience against you to manipulate and control you instead of just going to God, and God will wipe it out, ladies and gentlemen. Doesn't mean you're perfect, but those weights are gone. You use the analogy of the Christmas story where his old boss has got all these giant chains and balls on him, all the bad things he did that he's got to carry on his back for eternity. You can feel that weight when you've committed really big crimes and sins. You need to get rid of it. It's a long way back from hell. You don't want to cross that line. Quote Glenn Danzig. It's a long way back from hell. You don't want to cross that line. Cross that line. And so, it is a long way back from hell. And I've been there and I'm back. Thanks to God. Thanks to Jesus Christ. And they hate that because they know it's real. They know this is all real, ladies and gentlemen. And they know that they want to take you with them for eternity and absolutely dominate you. They want you to shine on to get your 15 minutes of fame with Satan. And you think you're invincible and you think you're insulated and you think you're protected. Just like these black robe tyrants. Who think because the corporate media worships them and helps them to be deceptive that they're on the winning team. They're on the losing team. So when I come back, I'll get to the incredible martial law in Australia and Spain and Austria and now being announced in the UK. And then I'm going to play Senator Johnson explaining what I just explained, but a little bit quicker and better, I guess. And also the prime minister, the fake patriot, the Trojan horse. He was always a leftist. We knew that. He came in to destroy Brexit and bring the UK to its knees. Boris Johnson making those announcements. That's on the other side. We have a huge sale going right now, and InfoWars wants to massively expand in the face of all the attacks. So your financial support is not just key. It's critical. Plus, these are great products. We have It's Time to Get Prepared sale. The InfoWars 2021 Mega Blowout sale is here. Get prepared now. Mega Blowout 2021 sale. TurboForce, sold out for months and months and months. The incredible, clean, 10-hour energy, the strongest thing we've got. 40% off. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 40% off. DNA Force Plus, 40% off. Living Defense Plus, 50% off. Lung Cleanse, 50% off. All t-shirts and apparel at cost. Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, 50% off. And it all funds the InfoWar, and it's all amazing products. And, oh, did I forget we have the new toothpaste, Andy? Super whitening toothpaste. We'll be right.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tyranny. You knew it was coming, but this is a worldwide planetary program of lies, of deceit. Oh, just 15 days to flatten the curve. Oh, a few months wearing a mask. A few more months keeping things locked down, and then you notice the lockdown never ends, except 40-something states that the Democrats don't fully control. It's only 10 states that are still under the tyranny. But hundreds of cities, almost every city is under their control. That's the UN plan. Number 10, that's the Prime Minister's office in the UK plans booster jab requirement for people to obtain their COVID pass. It's breaking today in the London Guardian. And the way the PSYOPers work is, as soon as he came out and gave a speech yesterday and said that, when people said they were against it on Twitter, I noticed, I said, let me click the comments and see what it says. The bots and the operatives were saying, he's not making you, this isn't tyranny. And then the next day they announce it. So they gaslight you even while they do it. Oh no, nobody's taking your rights. Nobody's going to make you have a passport to buy and sell. And then boom, they do it. Just like, oh, we're going to have a passport to buy and sell. Oh, we're not going to have a passport to buy and sell. Oh, the passport goes into effect November 1st. Oh, now we're not going to do it November 1st. Oh, now it's going to actually come in at the new year. Oh, we're not going to have a vaccine passport to have any shots. We're just going to make you take the boosters as well. Remember just 6 months ago? Okay, there's major opposition. We're thinking about not doing the COVID passport. And then, okay, we're going to do it. Okay, we're not going to do it. Okay, we're going to do it. Okay, we're not going to do it. That's just to wear you out in the decision process. Psychological tactic until you finally just accept it because you expect it to happen. They're trying to wear you out. Just like they're like, hey, you didn't hurt your child with a shot, or you didn't hurt yourself. Just be in denial. Hey, you didn't abort your child. That's not murder. Even though deep down you know it is. Welcome to the 1 year anniversary of our 2 week lockdown. Yeah, that means almost a year old. And soon it'll be the second anniversary of the lockdown. Which in Australia, they're now announcing is permanent, the same thing in Europe. Beating people with billy clubs over their heads in Spain, Germany, and Austria if they're outside or in a grocery store and don't have their phone. Just go, oh, I've got my vax pass. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, good. I mean, and then they just gaslight everybody. Oh, it's normal to do this. This is completely for your safety when they're the ones that cooked it up in a lab. Made the virus and then created a vaccine that creates what the virus does. And then who would expect something that evil, you see? So the average person goes, well, they must mean well. I mean, they're not, well, I've been having a heart attack, but it's not that bad. So here is Boris Johnson with his just unbelievable announcement.
Boosters, it's very clear that getting three jabs, getting your booster, will become an important fact. And it will make life easier for you in all sorts of ways, and we will have to adjust our concept of what constitutes a full vaccination to take account of that, and I think that is increasingly obvious.
Boosters, you'll have to have them. And, of course, my wife is a devil worshipper on record, but and a sex mistress. I'm not compromised at all. Boosters. Of course, he's not going to be taking any boosters himself. You're going to be taking boosters. Now, let's go to the latest clip of the man on fire, Robert F. Kennedy, explaining, because, you know, he used to be kind of anti-gun, but I've seen his speeches and read his articles. And now he's like Naomi Wolf said on Fox News 6 months ago or 5 months ago with Tucker Carlson. She said, I used to not get the Second Amendment. Like, why do you really need that? But now I get it. The government's evil and tyrannical. I need to protect myself. See, real liberals now go, wait, you want to take over the police and make them political commissars. Wait, you actually want crime in the streets. You actually want me to not be able to defend myself. That's really evil. You want to be the only ones with the guns? Oh, now I get it. Now I understand. They're breaking the social contract. And so I need guns more than ever. Here's Robert F. Kennedy Jr. finally getting it. And that's exactly what I was telling my head of security yesterday is they couldn't get the guns, so they got everything else. There was no lobby for the First Amendment, no lobby for the right to travel, none of that. And it's all going out the window, folks. I mean, thousands of years people fought to get the freedoms we have enshrined and defended. And it's just being flushed down the toilet like some big, beautiful palace that was built. And then the gremlins have just doused it in gasoline and lit it on fire. Here he is.
That's why we had the revolution, so that we could criticize the government. And we put that first, and yet it's gone. Then they go after property rights. They close a million businesses without due process or just compensation. That's a violation of the Constitution. It was just a doctor who has never treated a COVID patient saying 1 week masks don't work, and a month later everybody putting them on and not citing one study to justify that change. It was government by diktat. And so during that first year, we literally got rid of every amendment to the Constitution except the Second Amendment. It's the only one that's left. And you know, what I tell people is, you know, we have to we have to love our freedom more than we fear a germ. We have to. And, you know, even to and I would even, you know, remind people that there's only, even if this was the deadly disease that they say it is, there's worse things than death. And there was a whole generation, and that may sound cold, and people get mad at me for saying it, but we're lucky that there was a whole generation of Americans in 1776 who said it would be better to die than to not have these rights written down. And they gave us that. They gave us that gift of that Bill of Rights. And in 1 year, at the bidding of a doctor, because he's telling us, you know, you need to do this, to say that, and orchestrated fear, and, you know, all of the weird stuff they did with the numbers, which is not what public health is supposed to be doing. In 1 year, all of those rights have been taken away from us.
On fire. Now let's go to Senator Johnson laying out how they trick you into committing the crime against yourself and your family, and then you won't admit to yourself that you've been conned. It's called Stockholm Syndrome.
President Biden won't admit he's wrong when he says that this is a pandemic of the unvaxxed, that if you get the vaccine, all's going to be well. The heads of these agencies will never admit they were wrong. My colleagues who voted for the vaccines, who have done videos encouraging everybody to get vaccinated, which, by the way, that might be the right advice for certain people. They don't want to admit they're wrong. Doctors, physicians who have recommended to patients to get the vaccine don't want to admit that their recommendation might have caused a severe harm. It's understandable. I understand that human tendency. But that doesn't overcome the basic humanity of acknowledging reality and doing everything we can as a society. Those of us that voted for Operation Warp Speed, those of us that encouraged vaccination, we have to admit there's a side effect here. And it's changed people's lives forever. So again, I'm begging anybody watching this today or via video, let these stories be seen.
You know what? We're going to go to break.
Let these stories be heard.
And we're going to come back and play the rest of this. But see, Ron Johnson's a really smart guy, but he's also nice. And he's here talking about Trump, really. But again, Trump, I don't think, wanted to kill all these people or be set up like this. But the globalists knew when they put this out and knew it was going to kill a bunch of people and maim a bunch, that then they get everybody in the system on board with the cover-up. And once you've done that, it's just like pedophiles in the Catholic Church or in the Boy Scouts or at Penn State. Once you get the system, people that aren't raping kids, to still kind of cover it up for the good of the school. Well, it's not the good of the school. Then they fully take over. That's how corruption works. You got to just say, no, I'm not part of it, and I'm not going to go along with it, and I'm going to fight it. That's the path to liberty. That's the path to success. That's the path to God. The path to the devil and failure and everything horrible is compromising. No more compromises. No more. We'll be back with hour number two.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.